The title of this writing is, I'm Being Followed. Peter Pan wasn't the first person to notice he had a shadow. And when it became separated from him, he was concerned, and he had Wendy reattach it. I wonder how many times we've had the opportunity to leave our shadow behind, but just never acted on it. Every time you encounter the same difficulty with uncanny frequency, you're presented with yet another chance to separate from your shadow. The grasshopper blurted this out one day. Whatever follows you around and keeps showing up means you haven't dealt with it yet. What keeps tagging along? It's a question worth your quiet contemplation time because the answer is your doorway to discovery and growth. It's no accident that you're being followed. You can bet there's a pattern of behavior below consciousness that keeps attracting this recurring dilemma. The question, why does this always happen to me, is our first clue that we're clueless. Pattern behavior attracts the same exact thing time after time. Oh, it may show up in a different dress, a new suit of clothes, or wearing a fake nose and glasses, but it's the same result being attracted by the same pattern. Have you ever gone to restaurants with someone on several occasions and noticed there's always a legitimate problem with their order? It's no accident. They attract it. Think about a woman who seems to be a, quote, bum magnet. She continually meets the same type of man with the same character flaw. She didn't pick him. Her patterns did. What about the accident-prone male? Yes, they're being followed by what their patterns are attracting. Whatever shadow keeps showing up, lack of money, excessive drinking, overeating, or just plain bad luck, is being drawn our way due to our patterns, most of which were formed without our consent or knowledge. The six words in life guaranteed to keep you stuck are, that's just the way I am. That's as close to hopeless as one can get. The more accurate statement is, that's the way my patterns are. You can do something about patterns once you recognize them. When an athlete or sports team is struggling, a wise manager or coach will take them back to basics. The basic behavior for outgrowing patterns is recognition. You can separate yourself from your shadowy existence by noticing your patterns while they're happening and then interrupt them. This noticing and interrupting with practice gives you the ability to fly out of Neverland. You outgrow the old way and grow into a new way, or simply grow up. Patterns run our lives, not happenstance. Two quotes from a book written well over a century ago illustrate this reality. The book is As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. He wrote, circumstances do not make the man, they reveal him. And he thinks in secret, and it comes to pass. Environment is but his looking glass. All the best, John.